What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. This is your host, Kyle French. Today is February 20th. We got album reviews today for Black Panther, the album, and Vossi World by Mark Battles. We'll also take a look at what a select group of rappers have in common with Shakespeare, and we'll have our 1995 throwback song of the week, and as always, new music announcements. Of course, you can follow me on Instagram as well, at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. Usually post some shorter versions of album reviews and just a lot of other like more interactive content on there. So you can go check that out. Throw me the follow. So we got to start with Black Panther, the album, obviously by a million different artists collabing on this thing. This is the soundtrack that goes along with the Black Panther Marvel movie, getting crazy reviews from critics, fans, everyone who I've talked to that's gone and seen it says it's amazing. I haven't heard anything bad about it yet, but we're going to dive into specifically the music side of things. I haven't seen the movie. So the masterminds behind this was Top Dog Entertainment and, you know, more importantly, Kendrick Lamar, a guy everyone knows kind of as the elite top MC in hip-hop today. The label, Top Dog Entertainment, is home to guys like Schoolboy Q, Absol, J-Rock, SZA, Isaiah Rashad, several of which make appearances on this album. We get a lot of other big name features as well. 2 Chainz, Vince Staples, Khalid, Travis Scott, Anderson .Paak, The Weeknd. It's packed out. There's not enough big names on here. There's definitely something for everybody to get into. And although it is a soundtrack and not necessarily like one big musical composition by one artist, it's kind of a lot of different people coming together to make something more geared toward a widespread mainstream audience, more something that's going to be enjoyable and complementary to the film. But even with that being a factor, I thought there was a lot to take away from this album, a lot to appreciate just from a musical side of things. Certain songs are obviously meant to represent different characters, and that part's just interesting to listen for. I mean, obviously the album is meant to assist scenes from the film. Oftentimes you'll hear Kendrick Lamar reveal what perspective he's rapping from on different songs, whether it's from the kind of antagonist point of view or the protagonist point of view. And just the way that the album follows the storyline and comes from a different perspectives of characters in the film in different scenes, it makes it so that the album has a lot of diversity, but it's also cohesive, and there's a reason for everything going on, and there's a reason for the mood and the feeling of tracks being vastly different from maybe the one just before it. One example is like whenever you have battle scenes or you have like a really high-strung, intense moment in the film, you're going to have more hyped-up tracks. And that's where we get songs like Paramedic, which slaps so hard, like I don't even know if I can drive to it anymore because I'm worried I'm going to drive right off the road or like hit somebody. Bottom line, it slaps. You also get songs like X or Ops that are obviously, you know, meant to show the more aggressive side of characters in intense situations. We also get like some softer songs like All the Stars, which SZA really shows off her skills on, or I Am with Georgia Smith, which is a really strong, like brave expression of her perspective, a highlight for sure right there. And also a big part of the movie is how it's predominantly like African-American lead actors and them playing like superhero roles. And so it really plays up that Black Pride aspect, which is cool. And the album fits that storyline. It fits that narrative. There's use of African rappers like Ugin Blackrock or Shava or Reason. All three of those guys come in and just add more flavor to the album. You also see like tribal sounding drums and Afrocentric elements incorporated into the production on multiple songs. So you can see it. They were very conscious of that side of the film and how people were perceiving Black Panther, the movie, in that sense, and they worked that right into the narrative of the album. That, I really thought that was a cool idea for them to kind of work that in. And that feeling kind of culminates on the song Seasons, which features a couple of those guys I just named. There were a few negatives I noticed on this album. Some tracks I felt like were a little out of sync as far as the production and the mood of the vocals go. They just didn't really line up that well. One example, and it's usually on songs I like too, like Bloody Waters. Anderson .Paak comes in and he's like an R&B singer. He lays down these like groovy vocals. It's like a more slow, like drippy beat. It's kind of quirky. It's cool. And then Absol comes in And in all fairness to him, he snaps. I mean, the lyrics on his part are phenomenal. One of the best verses I've heard him, you know, rap in recent memory. But it almost like goes too hard for the production. I mean, the whole vibe that was kind of laid out was more of like a mellow, you know, like woozy type track. And then he comes in and like changes that immediately. And it just felt a little out of sync. This also happened on Pray For Me. We find The Weeknd and Kendrick kind of feeling like lonely in their quest as kings, asking like who's going to save them, who's going to pray for them. And the production on here was more like triumphant and up-tempo. I mean, it, even the flow, like Kendrick, as he was rapping, "I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept," like that doesn't seem like a line you're going hard on, or you're kind of announced as like a happy moment, or like I said, like triumphant. And that's kind of the way it came across. So again, there's just a couple tracks like that that were just a little out of sync, even if the tracks were enjoyable. We also see a couple artists like out of their element, or as I would say, like just simply misused. J-Rock has, it's got to be the worst verse I've ever heard from him on King's Dead, which is one of my least favorite songs of 2018. I know a lot of people were like big on this song when it dropped. You got Future on there, you got James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, a bunch of great guys, minus Future actually. Forget Future, take him out of there, pretend I didn't say great guys on that. But so, I mean, they're on there, and J-Rock is usually coming with some of the hardest street anthems of this decade with like a deep, raspy voice. And it's usually no joke when he's rapping. There's no jokes being told. It's like real life stuff. And on here, it's completely different. He's like kind of on this like new wave pop verse vibe. And there was just not one thing I liked about it. It was repetitive. I mean, his voice was kind of like pitched higher. And I don't know. I mean, if that's a sign for what J-Rock's next album is going to sound like, I don't know if I'm going to really want to listen to it. And then we also have Sway Lee. This isn't Sway Lee's fault. He just gets washed on the track The Ways. He's clearly just not a very competent R&B singer. There's just no substance that he adds. He just kind of has an annoying falsetto voice, in my opinion, and just nothing to add to the track, which Khalid dominated. I thought he did a great job with that song. And Sway Lee's just kind of like a lull in the action until we wait for Khalid to come back in with the hook. I think you could have cut his part completely out and it would have been a better song. He just didn't add anything. So overall, as far as soundtracks go, this is a great one. It's hard to make elite musical compositions when writing for like a widespread audience. You can't be too deep or lyrical or conceptual. You kind of just have to be accessible and complimentary to what people are seeing in the movie to maybe try to catch their attention and go check out the music afterwards. So as far as that goes, I think it was a success. I think this album has solid replay value. There's a lot of big names. There's probably someone that you enjoy listening to or feel a connection to. And there's a lot of diversity, like I said, a lot of ups and downs, but it's all kind of comes together around the storyline of Black Panther. So I enjoy this for sure. Best tracks, Paramedic, I Am, Black Panther, and All the Stars. Worst tracks, King's Dead and Redemption. Recommend if you like, I mean, any of the artists I named. There's like 40 people involved on here. So if you see a name on the track list, go ahead and check it out. I'm not going to give you other people to recommend for it. So overall rating, I'm going to give it a mid to high 7. This is about as good as soundtracks are going to get. And I'll play for you guys two of my favorite tracks, Paramedic and I Am. We'll play those back to back. I think they really show, you know, the difference in perspective that you can come with on a soundtrack-based album. Paramedic is like the highest of highs, and I Am is much more like somber, emotional, thoughtful song from Georgia Smith. So we'll play Paramedic and I Am. They better call a paramedic in the street. I got leverage in the street. I'm a California nigga and I'm heavy in the streets. 22 or 23, I'm heavy with the heat. Hit you with the top, paramedic can't save you. Really in the field, come on, bro, I know that ain't you. 2018, hell no, I ain't gon' fade you, go paint you. TDE and SOB, we can't lose. Nigga, bitch made, that's just something I can't relate to. Turn on the gang, that's just something that I can't do. Touch a meal, fuck saying, get your bands up. Fucking with the gang, yeah, I had the man up.
fist in the air. I ain't finna put my hands up.
I wish a nigga would. I wish a nigga would. I wish a nigga would. West Coast niggas, yeah, they blowin' fans, nigga. I know I'm the man, baby, bring your friends with you. Putting points up while you in the stands, nigga. But I've been stuck in these streets, you in the background. Ever since they took my brother, got a pack rounds. Sorry, mama, two bells, took a bad route. I done got my bands up, a nigga stacked now. But we been still OT on that bullshit. I don't wanna have to do it, empty full clips. While these niggas talking, robbing, they don't do shit. High Cali niggas tapped in, we a cook shit. Bustin' on my neck, niggas reach, get stretched. Rockin' with this tech, niggas better wear a vest. Last year I was broke, young nigga in the crest. Now I show 20 better broke niggas, keep the rest.
I'm trying. I'm just I've been out here trying to see my homecoming. And of course somebody's always gonna say something. Try and shoot me down for voicing my own opinion. Triggering a part of me that's always been indifferent. And I know that we have asked for change. Don't be scared to put the fist to shame. Subject, but not blind to me. And I know that this margin ain't too small for me. Not too real, not too much, I need more, not enough. And I know that we have asked for change. Don't be scared to put the fist to shame. When you know what you've got, sacrifice ain't that hard. Feel like depending on. Sometimes we ain't meant to be free. When you know what you got, sacrifice ain't that hard. Feel like depending on me. Sometimes we ain't meant to be free.
So that was Paramedic and I Am from the Black Panther soundtrack. That first track, Paramedic, that's by a group actually called SOB and RBE. And it's a bunch of like kids, like 18, 19 years old in the Bay Area. And they just come with so much like exuberant confidence and aggression and energy. And it's awesome. It's something that like only young people, I feel like, can replicate that like just aggression and rebellion style. So they do a great job there. And they actually have an album coming out, I believe, like next week. So perfect timing for them. But yeah, so that's the Black Panther album. Those are my thoughts on that. We'll move on now. We're going to talk about Vossi World by Mark Battles. We went from like the biggest of names to a pretty underground small name. But either way, they got to get the recognition and respect as well. So Mark Battles, Indianapolis rapper, 26 years old. He's put out like 11 mixtapes, 2 albums, just churning out content. Like I said, underground guy. Not many people know about Mark Battles. He's not a household name. And some quick facts about Mark. He actually started his own independent label, Fly America. He's got a couple artists signed to that. Again, none of which I would expect casual hip-hop fans to know. A lot of guys do start their own labels, but usually when they get a lot bigger, so it kind of shows just that he's like really confident, ambitious, which is cool. And also about Mark, he was inspired to make music after his brother died in a car crash when they were in high school. He was like him, his brother, and his sister. They were all in the car on the way to school or something, and they got a car crash, and his brother passed away, but that motivated Mark battles to like pursue a career in rapping, because I guess his brother had been pushing him to do it, and he was just kind of motivated to like accomplish that goal for him. So that's just a cool background story on, you know, why he's making music and what pushed him to get here. As for this album, Vossi World, it's basically like a talent display for Mark Battles. By that, I just mean there's like no concept, no meaning, no cohesiveness, not a lot of like artistic exploration. It's just simply an example of the skills that he has, which aren't bad. His primary tool that he uses a lot on here is wordplay. He falls back on that early and often. Most of these lines are just like similes, not like super deep stuff, just more like whimsical, like clever, just like wordplay. A lot of, I wouldn't like compare him necessarily to Lil Wayne, but a lot of what Lil Wayne does on when he's just having fun on his mixtapes, where it's no serious like bars. It's just like fun little, you know, moments where you can explore like your creativity, like lyrically, and just so show what you can do a little bit. I will say Mark kind of has that vibe where he can almost be like perceived as a bit of like a suburban like party rapper. I'm sure that's not something like he would want to be said about his music, but it's kind of got that like lighthearted like catchphrase rap style that I could see like just a lot of like stupid high school kids at a house party like thoroughly enjoying. So guys, you know, like Mac Miller or Mike Studd or Chris Webby or those kind of guys, I wouldn't necessarily like categorize him with that group, but there are definitely some similarities. I'm hoping he can become more than that in the future, which he displays pieces of on tracks like The Moon or Imagine. These are more like serious tracks that deal more like, I guess, his thoughts and internal feelings. The Moon, I think, is kind of like an ode to Kid Cudi, obviously his album The Man on the Moon, and he mentions, I believe, Kid Cudi in a couple lines on there, so it kind of is inspired by that, so you can kind of get a feel for what that track would be about. And another thing I like about Mark is he's on the rise, but he doesn't really take himself or his craft like that seriously at the moment, especially like as far as his climb is concerned. Many artists in his position kind of slip into this like whiny, annoying phase where they're just begging for recognition and respect for their talent. And it's really just like stupid. I mean, literally their message is like, look at me, I can rap. It becomes like a cry for attention. And the worst part about it is literally their message is meant for people who aren't listening to them. I mean, how stupid is that? You're literally creating a message for people who aren't even listening to you. And the people who are, like, you're just calling people out. It doesn't make any sense. And a lot of guys fall into that trap where they feel like their talent is higher than the amount of like mainstream play or recognition and respect they get in the industry. Mark Battles does not fall into that category, which, like I said, is something I like about his music. He's just going to go out there, put what he has on display, and you can perceive it however you want. You know, if he gets bigger, if he gets more respect, I'm sure that's what he wants, but he's not going to come outright and say it or whine and just be annoying in his like ambitious attempts. So he is like clearly comfortable. I would say maybe a little bit too comfortable at times. He just kind of does his thing over and over. I mean, he raps and he raps and he raps and he raps, and he doesn't really show too many other signs of like artistic talents, whether that be attempting to switch up his flow or sing or do a melody based track or writing good hooks. None of that really shines through. He's just kind of your baseline MC, which does make the project a little bland. The production also doesn't help in that aspect. That as well is pretty bland. Simple synthetic beats. Some feel like new wave trap style. Some go for that house party like vanilla feel that isn't going to really turn anybody off. It's kind of just playing it safe. And that leads to a pretty low ceiling on this album. It just doesn't really have much of anywhere to go. There's not a lot of opportunities for it to blow you away or take you by surprise. It's just like, yeah, it's another good, you know, slightly above average MC out here doing his thing. You know, props to him. I just don't see this launching his career forward much more. But it does give you a good idea of, like, who he is. He does have some skills. He has some funny one-liners. So, you know, maybe worth a listen, but you know, I would probably pass on this one if we're being honest. Best tracks, Fourth and Inches, all Back On and Can't Tell Me. Worst tracks, Gretzky and Here We Go Again. I would recommend if you like Nick Grant or Lil Wayne, like I said, because of the wordplay. I threw A$AP Rocky on here too as maybe a recommend if you like. At times his voice or his flow is a little bit reminiscent of that. Obviously, A$AP Rocky does a lot more artistically than Mark Battles can. So I'm going to rest on like a low to mid six on this album from Mark Battles. I will play two tracks, one, Fourth and Inches, which is probably the best production on the album, probably easily the best song, honestly. He comes with some great bars. He's more kind of like angry on here, more of a dark, gloomy side of things as far as the instrumental goes. And then I'll play Back On, which is kind of the song that gives me that like house party kind of vibe. Not really like my favorite style of rap, but he does pretty well working inside of it. So I'll go ahead and play those two, Fourth and Inches and Back On from Vossi World.
Hardly made it out depression, it can take a second. As self-doubt and some betrayal was the latest weapon. My mama raised me as a Christian, so I pray to heaven. But Lord knows all this pain might create a devil. Can't take a break, I got my faith in this bass and treble. All the guys I see is average, I'ma raise the level. Handling shit outside of court's the only time I'll settle. Got the blood of a real nigga running through these vessels. You must be out your damn mind. Not a dang Vossi gang, got it by a landslide. West side, Naptown, that's the shit I stand by. My hood hold a bunch of bloods like a fucking tampon. GDs and vice lords, hustle for the grand prize. Met my pops and he a bitch, seen it in that man's eyes. I gotta do better, who better? Gotta shoot fetish, new leather. Shocking whoever, too clever. Surely you never say never. Cali the weather way better. I'm just coolin', we had to drop some weight and now we moving like a unit. Write the music from my soul, they say they hear the cold influence. On a Kendrick, Gary Sins, I feel our mind is so congruent. I've been crying and going through it, now my time is slowly brewing. Taking shot after shot, like what the hell is Kobe doing? I'ma lead a game with 60 and quit playing with you losers. Label blacks is stupid, so we stacking for the future. New chick look like Sierra, but Russell Wilson couldn't scoop her. FA is an army and I trained every trooper. Gang full of Hoosiers with a brain full of blueprints. High school I was truing and got named as a nuisance. It's
OG serving crack, gotta feed his little mans. Got the Pyrex in a pot, he started heating the pan. Wrist whipped a little fur, here come Peter again. Peter Pan, I'm so fly, no wonder I land.
Who would've thought? Sample on this beat, it's so mesmerizing. Love's a funny thing, it's hard to recognize it. I must admit it feel like love when the check deposit. My ex brought too much stress, I'm having sex with commas. Don't try to understand me unless you met my mama. This battle's blood is something different, so don't cause a problem. Got the Yeezys on your feet to try to show you poppin'. Yeah, I bought them, but I ain't wear them cause I know you got them. We ain't finna be nothing like these mini me's. Anti-industry, I'm winning off my similes. Every bar grizzly like Tennessee. Young Pac, I'ma ride on my enemies. These niggas better catch up. Can't live your life in hindsight, I'm dropping out, professor. I don't need your lectures, hope to find my peace in heaven. Was 16 with a weapon, had two texts, might get ejected. Flow is sick as cancer, a couple days I go get tested. Nah, I'm just bullshitting, booth with a stool in it. Verse after verse, like a church, they think I'm pulpitting. We just wanna make a living, but this rock can take a minute. No ID, set my future bright, and I can't wait to get it. And I'm plotting for that top spot, yeah, they gon' hate me in it. Really from the mud, I ain't come up in no friendly times. Being broke, I'm scared of it, so I spend a penny wise. Clouds couldn't kill me, now they dissing bunch of Remy Ma's. Nick Minaj, Drizzy vibes, frauds living in disguise. This the Vossi gang enterprise. Why anytime I hear a beat, it feel like dinner time. Why anytime I lay subversive, it feel like winter time. Get in line, stand aside, this a plan of God's.
So there's a little sample of Mark Battles and what he can do. Those two songs, Fourth and Inches and Back On. No denying he's got talent. We'll just have to see, you know, what he does with it moving forward and if he can differentiate himself enough to make a name. So we'll see. So now we got to get to what I referenced in the opener, Shakespeare in hip hop, not exactly in hip hop, but rather comparing some of Shakespeare's work to what current day rappers have done. And this was a really cool study. It's called The Largest Vocabulary in Hip Hop by Matt Daniels. Highly recommend you guys go check it out. It's short, easy to read, sweet graphic to kind of display and all his research condensed into one graphic. And basically the idea of it is to compare the vocabulary of Shakespeare, a man believed to have one of the most vast vocabularies in history, to hip-hop artists, which a lot of people would think it would be a blowout. You know, Shakespeare's way out ahead. All these rappers, they just repetitive, stupid stuff, right? Very wrong, as this study shows. The research that they conducted was basically they took the first 35,000 words of each artist's discography, which is a lot. I mean, there were current rappers that they couldn't use, like Kendrick Lamar, because he didn't have enough words spoken. And this study came out a few years ago, so I'm sure now they'd have enough from Kendrick. But guys who had been only around like 2-3 years, you know, they couldn't get into this study. So you got to put out a lot of work to be able to compare and get into this group. So 35,000 words. For Shakespeare, they did the same thing. They took the first 5,000 words of 7 of his most infamous works, Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, etc. And the test is how many unique words are used in that span. And so Shakespeare comes in at 5,170 unique words, which is pretty solid, pretty good. But guess what? 16 hip-hop artists surpass that number in their songs. Leading the pack is Aesop Rock in first with 7,392 unique words. And then following him, guys like GZA, Andre 3000, Redman, MF Doom, group work that they tallied together like Wu-Tang and The Roots, beating out maybe the greatest poet of all time and who many people believe to be one of the great like literary just humans ever. So I think this is fascinating that these guys in song have used more unique words than Shakespeare. And like I said, there's 16 guys ahead of him, and there's a whole pack right behind him. Guys, more big names like Nas, Common, Raekwon, Method Man, all come up just short. And it's just crazy because plenty of people who either aren't heavily involved or like a fan of hip-hop music or don't know anything about it, just assume that it's a more repetitive genre, a more dumbed-down genre than other types of music. And they just kind of assume that it's the same buzzwords over and over. I've heard the argument all the time, it all sounds the same. That's just clearly not true. The only reason you really would ever think a genre of music all sounds the same is if you don't know anything about it. Because this is just hard proof that that simply is not the case. Some of the most descriptive, detailed stories ever told in music are told in the art form of rap. And I think this study is dope and a great way to explain to non-fans that there's so much more than the repetitive hit songs that they might hear on the radio. I mean, how can you argue against these guys when they got more words than Shakespeare in their lyrics, in the bars that they're rapping? I mean, I don't want to say they're restricted because obviously they're not, but it's a little bit easier, I feel like, to write a story using different words than to rap a narrative using a vast vocabulary. So I think this is just hugely impressive. I know you could make the case that in Shakespeare's writing, he's probably saying like this person said, or he's repeating names a lot, or like really basic like setup words. But I would counter argue though that that's just it's specifics at that point. Obviously, like guys who are rapping, they have choruses. So obviously they have the same exact phrases repeated like every minute or so. That's just how songs work. And you don't do that in your writing. You would never, you know, rewrite a whole paragraph just out of nowhere. And so, you know, I don't think there's much of an argument to be had against, you know, this study. I mean, if there is, hit me up. Send me an email. Hit me up on Instagram. I don't know, because this seems like pretty hard proof that these guys are very talented, smart guys, educated, just intellects. And, you know, I think some of the greatest hip-hop albums ever, or just musical works in general, can be, you know, like dissected and looked at in like historical perspective the same way that, you know, great stories and narratives like Shakespeare's Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet, like they're studied, everyone studies these in high school or college or whatever. And, you know, I think music is like the next progression of that, that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, tomorrow in history class, you're going to be going into the Slim Shady LP by Eminem by any means, but, you know, I think it's worthy to take a look at. They're like the poets of our generation, and this just proves it. So, you know, I think this is an amazing study, which I've said like 15 times, so sorry for being repetitive, but I just think it's really cool. And once again, you can go check it out. It's called The Largest Vocabulary in Hip-Hop by Matt Daniels. And then one more cool thing I just wanted to point out about this study is you can actually break it down into regions so you can see where the rappers are coming from geographically. And of those 16 artists who had a more unique vocabulary than Shakespeare, 13 of them are from the East Coast or East Coast-based groups. And that just shows that the East Coast is like just lyrically dominant. You know, if you enjoy the West Coast more, that's cool. They come with a really cool flavor and maybe more diversity as far as like that whole G-Funk movement and gangster rap. And there's a lot of great stuff coming out of the West, but East has it lyrically and it's not close. This study once again proves that. And it was just a cool like nugget I found in there that you could break them down by region. And also in the article, there's like full analysis of each guy and where they like kind of rank on the spectrum and, you know, why they might be there, how they got there, you know, what types of music they make that like lends themselves to having more unique words, and just some cool comments on guys who maybe you wouldn't expect to be up there. So there's a lot more analysis and breakdown than I'm going to give on the podcast today. So once again, go check it out. The Largest Vocabulary in Hip-Hop by Matt Daniels. And I'll shut up on the matter so you guys can go check it out. We're going to move on to our 1995 Throwback Song of the Week. As you guys know, if you've been listening the past few weeks, our Song of the Week has gone TBT. We're going through the decade of the 90s, and we're going 1 year each episode and just shouting out one of the greatest tracks from that year. Because I talk about a lot of modern music and don't get into the old stuff as much. And for this week, 1995, we are going with a track from Mobb Deep, a duo from Queensbridge, New York City. Two rappers, Prodigy and Havoc. Prodigy actually passed away just this past year due to complications. He had like a blood disease, basically like sickle cell disease. And so he wasn't really expected to live that long to begin with. And so for him to make it to the age of, I think he was like 43 or so, pretty cool. And he gave us a lot of tremendous music. And he did pass suddenly, which was kind of crazy. He was outperforming in Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, I mean, I guess like the heat got to him or something. And unfortunately, he passed away. So RIP Prodigy. But we're going to throw it back. Like I said, 1995. And the track we're going with is Shook Ones Part 2. An absolute classic. There's no debate about it. One of the greatest beats I've ever heard in hip-hop. Just sets this like dark, grimy, hardcore, like New York street mood for Prodigy and Havoc just come through and rip it up. And these guys were like maybe 20 at the time. And kind of like I mentioned earlier with that track Paramedic, it seems like only the youth can come through like with the flavor and the energy and just the rawness that like, you know, once guys get older, they become more polished and maybe better MCs, but you can't replace that just raw energy that you have when you're young. And so that's what these guys bring on the whole album. This comes from the album The Infamous, one of the best albums of all time, a New York City classic. So we'll get to playing the song. This is Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep.
Check it out now. Stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking mind. Son, I'm bigger than those, claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I gonna burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, dig them always out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free.
Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook.
Hell yeah, they shook. Imagine being an enemy of Mobb Deep and they dropped that. Whew. That'd be tough. That'd be tough. So that's your 1995 throwback song of the week. Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep from their classic album, The Infamous, from 1995. Come back next week for the 1996 throwback. Haven't decided what it's going to be, but 1996 might be the greatest year for hip-hop music ever. That's where it stands in my opinion, so I haven't decided what I'm going to pick yet, but no doubt it's going to be some 10 out of 10 heat automatic classics. So stay waiting for that next week. And we're going to close the show off as we always do. We have some new music announcements. So we'll start with last week, and there's been a lot coming out towards the end of February here. A lot of stuff coming out of nowhere. Admittedly, some of it is trash, so keep that in mind. But this is what we got. So we got Affected by Cause, J. Cole Prodigy, Dreamville Label. We got two strange R&B albums, Heartbreak Kodak from Kodak Black and Kyoto by Tyga. Two guys you would never expect to make singing albums, but they did. And those may or may not be the ones that are trash, but I'll let you guys decide that for yourselves. We have the big baller himself, Lonzo Ball, dropping his debut, Born to Ball. And I saw there's a track actually called LeVar. So, I mean, you got to check that out. The man is just automatic content, just a machine. We also got, on a more serious note, Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. Really solid, like, gangster rap, G-Funk type vibe, like the modern-day Snoop Dogg. We got Dazza Matters by Daz Dillinger, an OG, kind of fell off. We got Black Rock by Onyx, a really old school like duo right there. And then looking forward towards next week, so this coming Friday, we have the debut from Tekashi 6ix9ine, titled Day 69. I'm not looking forward to this. I will listen to it, but 6ix9ine has never really been my guy. We'll see what we get. Probably some dope production. Outside of that, probably not much. We have Gangin by SOB and RBE. That's the group that actually did that paramedic song that we played earlier in the show from the Black Panther album. I'm now hyped about that. I had no idea who they were, but now I'm like cautiously optimistic that I'll love it. We'll see. We're getting Royalty from Earth Gang, a southern duo. They're great. They're under the radar, just signed to J. Cole's Dreamville label as well. And finally, we have Elzai and Crisis coming together to drop an album titled Jericho Jackson. So we've been getting a lot of these kind of like collab duo albums going on. And Elzai, he's a phenomenal lyricist. So that as well has potential to be dope. So I'm really excited actually about this Friday. Minus that Tekashi 6ix9ine album, I'm pretty hyped to check out these albums and see what we get from these guys. So that's what we got for new music, and that's going to be a wrap for the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. You know what it is, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Go listen to some new dope music. Go check out that Black Panther movie. I got to still do that, so maybe once I check it out, I can get a better idea for how the music wove into the narrative there, and maybe I'll have my remarks on that in the future. Not sure, but until then, I will see you guys next time. Kyle French signing off. Bump some good music for me this week, and thanks for listening. Peace.